Welcome to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dal, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. Just a brief introduction. Shavuos HaPikadon, where one swears and denies that an object that somebody else's is in his property, that only applies where the fellow is claiming money, that if the fellow who he's claiming from would have admitted that he has the object, he'd be obligated to pay. But if someone claims from his friend that he owes him a knas, a penalty, a fine, his friend denies it and he swears falsely, the halacha is he doesn't pay Shavuos HaPikadon. As we know, if a person admits that he owns a penalty or a fine, he's pater from paying, he doesn't have to pay. This Mishnah here is a hybrid, where someone claims from somebody that he owes him money, and in that claim are two things, that he owes him actual money, kesef, and then additionally also owes him knas, he owes him a fine or a penalty. Says the Mishnah, if a fellow says to his friend, anasta upitisa esbiti, you raped or you seduced my daughter, in this claim there are really two things. There's knas, there's a penalty, and there's also mammon. If a person rapes or seduces a nara besula, a virgin girl, then he has to pay 50 kesef, the Torah says, 50 silver coins, that's a knas. But he also has to pay something which is monetary, which is boishas and pegam, the humiliating embarrassment and her devaluation. So what happens in this situation? Says the Mishnah, the fellow denies it, and he says, I don't owe you anything. And he says, Mashbiachwani, the claimer says, swear to me that you didn't rape or seduce. V'amar amen. And he says, yes, amen. And therefore it's considered like he swore. Chayv, he has to bring a carbon because of the Shavuos HaPikadon, because he denied the money of the Boishas and Tepigam of the embarrassment and the devaluation. Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon says, you don't have to bring a carbon for Shavuos HaPikadon. Sheinim Knav Knas HaPiatmai. Because part of the claim was a Knas. And a knas is a penalty. That's not something that you pay if you admit. Therefore, the halacha is there's no kfiras mammon. You didn't deny money. Therefore, you won't be liable for Shavuos HaPikadon. Amalev Chacham said right back to Reb Shimon, "Al pishen mekam sham knas apiatmei." I agree to you that a person doesn't have to pay the penalty, the 50 silver coins, if he admits. However, misham baishas pegam apiatmei, but the baishas and the pegam, the embarrassment, and devaluation, that's real money. So there, the fellow denied that. So you have to bring a karban shavua for denying that. So Mark explains. So what is the machlekas? Why does Rabbi Shimon hold that one is not liable? And the Gemara says like this. According to Rabbi Shimon, the fellow is claiming the knas, the 50 silver coins. Because that is something that's explicit in the Torah. There's a set amount. The Torah says 50 silver coins. The Baishas said pegam. Those are not set. They're relative to each and every person. So a person would rather claim something that's set versus something that's vague. According to the Chachamim, the fellow means to claim both, the Baishas and the pegam, and the knas. So even though he swore falsely on the knas and that he's not going to be liable for, but since he also swore falsely by denying that he owes the boishas at the begam, the embarrassment and the humiliation, so it comes out he did deny money, and therefore the Chacham say, well, he will be liable for Shavuos HaPikadon. Wish you an amazing, incredible day and a wonderful rest of your week.